you know, there's a lot of sadness, but also knowing that this is repetitive. You know, I have one son left. I spent many years trying not to be a burden to him in a way that I put my fears of losing my first son onto him. And so, you know, him being a tall, dark-skinned Black man, I know that some people view him as a threat. Some people view him as a thug and everything other than what he really is. So it has been very nerve-wracking.
What would you want maybe people who are white or just people who aren't Black to understand about what it feels like to go through moments like this?
I mean, everybody has their own experience, but I think people have to remember that their experience is not always enough. And what I mean by that is you get people who say, oh, I understand, and this is such a tragedy, and this is so wrong, and they go kind of down this path of me, and this is my experience. And people have to remember that your experience is just that. And it doesn't mean that somebody else can't have a different or worse experience. We don't have a right to tell people how to respond to something that happened to them. Like, I can tell you what I think about going into the, I don't know, Michael Kors store and stealing purses. But again, if somebody does that, who am I to tell them? Yeah, it's wrong, but who am I to tell them that that's not the appropriate way to respond to something that happened to them?
You tweeted, do not expect me to aid in calming the storm.
Yes.
What were you expressing?
It is very often in times of chaos that people who are viewed as quote unquote leaders or, you know, someone that, whether it's community, family, whoever it is that someone may look up to say, hey, come and help us fix this problem. And I'm saying that no matter how you view me, I am not here to fix this problem. It's a responsibility of everyone to do what they can. But there's the responsibility of only certain people to do more. And what I mean by that is me being somebody in the community, a quote-unquote activist, leader, whatever label anybody wants to give me, I have a responsibility to communicate to my community so they know how I'm feeling and so that they understand and process their own feelings. But there are people who are in a position of power that can actually do something, and they have a bigger responsibility.
What have you been doing to take care of yourself?
Reminding myself that I don't have to be a part of everything. Me staying home and taking care of myself, whether it's turning off the TV, turning off social media, eating well, sleeping, getting good rest, that is still showing up because if we don't take care of ourselves, we cannot participate in the fight ever. I tell people all the time I don't march. So it's not just this situation. I don't march at all. I stopped marching years ago. And the reason is we already know the problem. Protests, marches shine the light on the issue, in my view. But then after the protest or march is over, you now have to sit down and get to work. And so the problems that have arisen over the last decade or more, these are things that this is old news to us. We just need to sit down and figure out how to fix the problem.